This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's this credit card, $450 a year, the Chase Sapphire. Lots of buzz, lots of perks. But one perk that is going away is price protection. If you buy something and see it cheaper soon after, the card company used to give you the difference, but not anymore, perhaps with third-party apps that help people track the price drops. But there are other perks that we get offered on our credit cards. Today, let's talk extra insurance. Mark Orlowski, by day, runs a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute. But in his spare time, he reads up on his cards. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
We all get the mailing from the credit card company that says, haha, surprise, we're raising your annual fee again this year. When you get those, what's your response? What do you do next?
Well, you need to take a careful look at how much money you spent on the card, how many points or miles you earned in the last year or last couple of years. Were you able to use those miles or cash out those points? What kind of value do they have? So that's an important equation, right? If you only put a few $1,000s on a card or in the last year and it charged you $100 or $200 or more in annual fee, probably doesn't make sense to keep that card. Now, there are exceptions. Some cards, especially more of these premium cards, have a whole range of really neat insurance programs. Related to travel and also everyday purchases that you make to help protect you when your travel plans go awry or when you drop that brand new iPhone into the toilet, for example.
All right. Well, let's start with the insurance. A lot of credit cards will offer a kind of supplemental insurance when you rent a car. But often it's not the primary coverage. You still got to go through your regular insurance company if something bad happens.
Exactly. So that's one case where the Chase Sapphire card actually does shine. It gives you primary insurance both when you're in the U.S. renting a car and abroad, which means you don't have to file a claim with your regular home car insurance policy, which is very nice. Other cards like this City Prestige card, which is a direct competitor to the Chase Sapphire card, offers that same primary benefit, but only when you're traveling internationally. So if you're doing a lot of domestic car rental, still better to use that than say, a debit card or a card that doesn't offer any secondary insurance, but it will still make you file a claim with your auto insurance company, although they will typically, with a secondary coverage, they will cover the deductible that you have to pay out on a claim with your insurance, but that doesn't necessarily help that much because your rates may be going up with your primary insurance if you have to file a claim.
All right, so check the fine print or not so fine print on that. And also, many of us pay a little extra when we get a new phone for the insurance in case we end up destroying the screen or dropping it into water. Some cards can help.
Yeah, so there's two different types of protection that you can have on a card for accidental sort of damage. One is a much broader policy that the Amex Platinum card has, that the Gold card, many other Amex cards cover, many of the Citi cards have, as well as many of the Chase Sapphire and other Chase cards cover, which is basically called a purchase protection or similarly named item. And what it does is basically in the first 3 months or sometimes the first 4 months, it will actually cover basically all accidental damage that you might have happened to a cell phone or other electronic item or clothing item or something of the sort. You can file a claim and typically they'll cover the full cost of that item and you usually ship back that broken or damaged item back to them. And they will give you the full purchase price back even if you bought the item 3, almost 4 months ago. That's very nice. Now, what if you bought the phone 6 months ago and you drop it in a toilet?
Then what? A card could help?
Well, many people might be out of luck and they might be looking at spending another $600 or $800 or more for a new phone or having to sign another contract in order to get a phone for less. But there are a few credit cards, many of the Wells Fargo credit cards, the Chase Inc. Business Preferred credit card, and then also the new Uber Visa credit card. They all offer phone insurance for free as a benefit as long as you charge your monthly cell phone bill to that credit card. And they usually cover up to $600 per claim, sometimes multiple claims a year. Hopefully that you won't need to use that. And the deductible ranges from $25 for the last two to, I think, $100 for the Chase.
The man who wields the cards in his wallet the way a master fencer wields a foil, Mark Orlowski, is also executive director of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, David.